Heading, The Gospel Visitor. Subheading, Both Bible Instructors and Visitors. There are those who have some experience who should, with every effort they make in dying churches as well as in new places, select young men or men of mature age to assist in the work. Thus they will be obtaining knowledge by interesting themselves in personal effort, and scores of helpers will be fitting for usefulness as Bible readers, as canvassers, and as visitors in the families. Letter 34, 1886. Subheading, Youth Called as Gospel Visitors. There are many lines in which the youth can find opportunity for helpful effort. Companies should be organized and thoroughly educated to work as nurses, gospel visitors, and Bible readers, as canvassers, ministers, and medical missionary evangelists. Counsels to Teachers, page 546, 1913. Subheading, Women to Do Visiting. Women may accomplish a good work for God if they will first learn the precious, all-important lesson of meekness in the school of Christ. They will be able to benefit humanity by presenting to them the all-sufficiency of Jesus. Many who are entrusted with some humble line of work to do for the Master soon become dissatisfied and think that they should be teachers and leaders. They want to leave their humble ministering, which is just as important in its place as the larger responsibilities. Those who are set to do the visiting soon come to think that anyone can do that work, that anyone can speak words of sympathy and encouragement, and lead men in a humble, quiet way to a correct understanding of the Scriptures. But it is a work which demands much grace, much patience, and an ever-increasing stock of wisdom. No work done for the Master must be considered inferior and of little account. If it is done cheerfully, humbly, and in the meekness of Christ, it will result in the glory of God. Letter 88, 1895.